Hey there, beautiful souls. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of powerful woman energy. Today we're diving into something truly juicy, cultivating forgiveness, both for others and most importantly, ourselves. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack filled with resentment or anger? You know that feeling when past hurts keep popping up, dragging you down? Well, listen up because we're about to unpack this emotional baggage together and discover the incredible freedom that comes with forgiveness. Trust me, this isn't just some fluffy self-help spiel, it's a game changer. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about releasing yourself from their grip. It's choosing to heal, to move forward, and to reclaim your power. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger or resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. No, honey, it's you who gets poisoned. When we choose forgiveness, we break free from that toxic cycle and create space for peace and joy in our lives. Now, let's talk about forgiving ourselves. We all make mistakes, right? But sometimes those, oops moments, can haunt us, leaving us feeling unworthy or inadequate. Girl, please, it's time to ditch the self-criticism and embrace self-compassion. Remember that incredible woman you are, strong, resilient, and capable of learning and growing from every experience. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer your best friend. Forgive yourself for past blunders, learn from them, and keep stepping forward with grace and confidence. Here are 5 key takeaways to rock this forgiveness journey. 1. Understand that forgiveness is a gift to you. It's not about letting the other person off the hook. It's about liberating yourself from the emotional burden you've been carrying. It's a conscious choice to break free and reclaim your peace. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress or ignore them. Allow yourself to feel the anger, sadness, or hurt. Bottling up emotions only makes things worse in the long run. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or engaging in creative expression can be incredibly helpful for processing these feelings. 3. Practice empathy. This doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means trying to understand the other person's perspective. Sometimes, people act out of pain or insecurity. By practicing empathy, you can create a space for healing and compassion, even if it's challenging. 4. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past keeps you stuck in a loop of resentment. Practice mindfulness. Bring your attention to the present moment and savor the good things in your life. This helps shift your focus away from negativity and towards gratitude. 5. Forgive yourself first. You deserve love, compassion, and forgiveness, just as much as anyone else. Treat yourself with kindness, acknowledge your imperfections, and embrace the journey of growth and self-discovery. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been holding on to anger towards her ex for years after their messy breakup. Every time she sees him or hears his name, she feels that familiar surge of resentment. This anger is affecting her relationships, her work, and even her self-esteem. But then, she decides to take a leap of faith and try forgiveness. It's not easy, there are tears, moments of doubt, and even a few setbacks along the way. But as she consciously chooses to let go of the bitterness, she starts to feel lighter, freer. The anger gradually fades, replaced by a sense of peace and self-acceptance. Suddenly, Sarah can see her ex for who he truly was, flawed, human, just like everyone else. This doesn't mean condoning his past actions, it simply means choosing to release the grip he had on her emotional well-being. Remember, beautiful souls, forgiveness isn't a weakness, it's a sign of strength and maturity. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment, but the rewards are immeasurable. By cultivating forgiveness, you open yourself up to a world of possibilities, joy, peace, love, and ultimately, your own authentic happiness. So, what will you choose? Will you keep carrying that heavy backpack or set it down and step into freedom? I know you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other on this incredible journey of self-discovery and empowerment. See you tomorrow for another dose of powerful woman energy.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.